Okay, I apologize for the late post. Today's daf is Shabbat daf Lamed Bet. We're at the bottom of Lamed Aleph. Amud Bet at the Mishnah. Right, there are three averot for which women die during childbirth. That is when they're not careful about Hilchot Nida, when they're not careful about Chala, about separating the proper tithe from the bread that they make, Ubad Lakat Haner, and lighting Shabbat candles. Gemara, Nida Mai Taima. So what's the reason that they're punished for during childbirth for not being careful with Nida? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, he kilkila bechadre bitna, lefikach tilake bechadre bitna. It's because she is not being careful about a mitzvah that pertains to something that starts in the innards of her stomach, and therefore she is punished by something that pertains to the innards of her stomach, meaning having a child. Tinoch nida chalav adlakaner haner my ikilamemar. Okay, I understand from nida, but regarding chala and adlakat haner, that has nothing to do with your stomach. And so, what's the reason there? Kedidari shahu gelila ale derav chizda. Right, a certain Galilean darshaned in front of Rav Chizda. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, reviat dam natati bechem al iske. Dam, hizarti etchem. Basically, a reviat dam, the minimum measurement of blood that you need in your body in order to stay alive, I gave you to stay alive. And therefore, al iske dam, hizarti etchem. Right? So for Nida, as it pertains to matters of blood, I'm going to judge you based on life or death. Right, because that the blood is what's keeping you alive, and so blood also is a representative mitzvah of something that keeps you alive. Reshit karati etchem, right? I called you, I dubbed you the first, the reshit hatavua. God calls us, the first of His produce. Al iske reshit, hizarti etchem, and therefore it's very important that I warned you about the matters of the first grains, right? And the challah is the first tithe that you take on your bread. Neshama shenatati bechem keruya ner, and the soul that I have given you is called a ner. Right? We said that the other day. Ki ner shem mishpat adam chofes kol chadrei beten vaten, and therefore al iske ner his harati etchem. Just like I gave you a ner, which is a neshama, so I've warned you about the matters of the ner. So these three things that really represent our life are also matters that will be judged on for life and death. Imatem mekayim utam mutav. So if you keep them, wonderful. Ve'im lav harin notel nishmat. Right, but if you don't keep them, I'm going to take your neshama from you. My shna b'shat leidatan. Okay, they didn't really answer why exactly it's relevant to do that at the time that a woman is in childbirth. Amar arava nafal tura chadad l'sakina. Right? When the ox falls, that's the time to sharpen the knife. Meaning you don't go for a fight; you go for the easy battle. And in childbirth, it's a particularly dangerous, particularly weak time. Abaye Amar Tafis Terus Amta Bechad Machtra Lehave. Right, so someone who has a lot of rebellions, just punish them all at once. Right? Meaning, if someone rebels multiple times, you can give them one punishment that addresses all of them. And this is a reference to Chava having been initially punished with childbirth for eating and giving to Adam to eat from the Eitz Hadaat. In which case, all punishments for women come during childbirth. Birth, because that's the original punishment for women. Rav Chizda Amar Shavke L'Ravaya D'Menafshe Nafil. So Rav Chizda said, leave the drunk person alone, they're going to fall on their own. Meaning, it's not that you're doing anything wrong, but this is just a natural course of events that can happen during childbirth. So just instead of knocking someone down, just don't help them up. Mar Ugva Amar Raya Chigra V'Ize Rihatan Chutra Mile Above chutra mile ve'abe dare chushbina, and that means that when the shepherd is lame and the goats are running, as long as the pen is closed, there are going to be words of rebuke there, and at the entrance to the corral there is judgment. Right? That basically means that when someone is, like, even when the shepherd is lame, if the sheep are locked in, ultimately they're going to get what's coming to them. So at a time where you're locked in and in danger, you're going to face your judgment. Rav Papa Amar, above chenvata nafishe ache umarachme abav bizione loache velomerachme. Right. So at the gate of the storefront, right, the gate of the storefront where, you know, the person is making a lot of money. So all of a sudden they have a lot of brothers, a lot of friends. Everyone's, you know, everyone wants to be close to the people when they're doing well, when they're being successful. However, when a person is humiliated, all of a sudden they have no friends and they have no brothers. So similar here, you find that you have a lot of, you know, a lot of rachamim, a lot of people who are close to you, when you're doing well, but, where you can't find a friend is when you're really struggling. Those are all the different ideas that may contribute to why a woman is particularly punished during childbirth. The gavri hecha mivdiki. Okay, so when are men checked for, you know, being punished for what they've done wrong? Amresh lakish b'shasha ovrim ala gesher, right? When they pass by, when they're walking over a bridge, gesher b'tulo, right? Just passing by a bridge is no other time. Ema ke'in gesher. No, it's whenever you're doing something that's like passing by a bridge, meaning you're doing something that's dangerous. Right? If you're doing something that's dangerous, it's time that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to, you know, pass judgment on you and ask, like, do you deserve to make it out of the situation? Rav lo avr mavra di atibei avod gechavit. Rav wouldn't go on boats that had Ovdei Kochavim on it because, well, if you got to punish one person on the boat, you may be punishing everyone on the boat. Amar Dilma Mipkad Le Dina Ale Hu Mitfasina Behade. So maybe they're going to be judged for something and I'm going to be caught up in their judgment. Shmuel lo avar el mavrdi be over kochavim. Shmuel did the opposite. He would only go on boats that had Ovdei Kochavim on them. Amar Sitna Betray Uma Lo Shalit. He believed that the, you know, that the punishment that was supposed to come to specific nations, that the Satan carried out, would only, he would go one nation by nation. I mean, he wouldn't punish the entire world at once, right? He would punish nation by nation. So if Shmuel's sitting there with another nation, then he can't punish a Jew and another nation at the same time. Rabbi Yani, Badek Va'aver, so Rabbi Yani would just basically just check the boat. You know, if it seems dirty, if it seems like it could uphold, then he would go on it. And if not, not Rabbi Yani Latame. And that's Rabbi Yani following his own shita. The Amar Le'olam Al Yimod Adam Avakum Sakana. You should never stand in a place of danger. Lo Marsha Osin Lo Nes, and say, yeah, they're going to do a Nes for me. It's going to be fine. Shema En Osin Lo Nes, because maybe the Nes won't happen to him. Ve'im Osin Lo Nes, and even if the Nes does happen for you, it Menaki Lo Mizchuyotav. Yeah, it took away from your merits. Right, so, you know, it's a lose-lose, right? Don't put yourself in a difficult situation and expect a miracle, because if the miracle happens for you, or if the miracle doesn't happen for you, then you're in danger. If the miracle does happen for you, that takes away some of your zchuyot. Amar Rav Chanin, Maikra, so what's the pasuk that teaches you that? Katanti mikol chasadim mikol ha'emet. This is where Yaakov Vinu says why he was concerned when Esav was coming to him, to approach him, even though Kadosh Baruch Hu said he was going to protect him. Yaakov said, yeah, then when I deserve that, but like, look at all the things Kadosh Baruch Hu had done for me now. He completely cleared out my zchuyot. Rabbi Zera on a particularly windy day wouldn't walk between palm trees, afraid that they're going to fall on him, so he took that precaution. Ask for rachamim that he does not become sick, not just pray for himself after he's sick. He should ask that he shouldn't become sick, because if he does become sick, because then they ask, prove to us why you deserve to get better, and then we'll make you better. Meaning, when you're healthy, so continue the status quo. When the status quo is you being sick, you're like the defendant. Prove to me that you deserve to get better. Amar Mar Ukva Mikra. What's the positive that you do that? Ki yipol hanofel mimenu lahavi raya. Right? It's like a reference, it's like an indication, right? That the person, Kiipol and Ofim Meno, it speaks about a person who falls off a roof. But what we're saying here is Mimeno is a reference to, it's from, meaning it's on him if he falls off the roof to prove why he deserves to live through that situation. Mimeno, right? It's on him to bring that proof to say, oh, I deserve to live through this very dangerous situation. Tandu Rishmal, Kiipol and Ofim Meno. So Tandu Rishmal darshans that pasuk as follows. Kiipol and Ofim Meno, when the person will fall off the roof, right? That this was like divinely intended that it was, that he was supposed to fall off this roof. How do you know? Right? Because how does the pasuk go? It doesn't say ki yipol ha'ish mimeno or yipol ha'adam mimeno. It says ki yipol hanofel, the falling one will fall from it. So you're already calling him the fallen one before he fell, right? Like it was divinely intended that he would eventually fall, right? And then you could ask, okay, well then why is the person who didn't put the fence around his roof, and so this person fell off the roof, so why is he chayav? This person was supposed to, this person was divinely intended to fall off a roof. No, because Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just, Kadosh Baruch Hu brings zechut on people who deserve it, and brings liability on people who deserve it. So if someone fell off your roof, even though that person was supposed to fall off the roof, you were also supposed to be chayav for something. Tano Banan, Misha Chala Venata Lamut, someone became sick and is leaning towards death. Omrim Lo, Hitvada Shaken Kol Mumati Mitvadim. Right, you say to the person who has become ill and is leaning towards death, you should really admit to all of your sins right now, because that's the way of the people who are about to die, is just to go ahead and confess everything they've done. Adam yotze lashuk, right? So here we're talking about things that are in theory dangerous and their implications. Adam yotze lashuk, because a person goes out to a marketplace, which at those times potentially depending on where you live were very dangerous. Yeh dome be'enav kemisha nimsar le sardiut. Right, so someone who goes to the shuk, he should be very cautious when he does that, because it's dangerous. How cautious should he be? As if, you know, he was brought before a foreign government. Chash berosho, and if he has a head illness, yet dome be'enav kemisha natnuah bekolar. Right, he should see himself as though he's in the danger, as if that government had put him in chains. Ala lemita of enafal, and if he's bedridden, basically, he can't get out of bed, right, then how seriously should he take that condition? Yadome be'enav kemoshe lu legardu, right, lidon, right? So then he should see himself as if he had brought out of the shackles and in for his final judgment. Shekein ha'ole legardum lidon, because it's very dangerous if you brought for your final judgment. Im yeshlo praklatin gedolin nitzol v'im lav enu nitzol. If he has good people on his side to defend him, okay, so maybe he's going to be saved. But if he does not have anyone good to stick up for him, then he's not going to be saved. Ve'eluhen praklatin shel adam. And the following are the people who would defend a person when he's sick. Tshuva umasim tovim. Right, doing tshuva and Asim Tovim and good actions, those are ultimately what defend you when you're sick. V'afilu chamot v'tishim v'teisha melamdin alav chova. And even if you have 999 who are testifying that you are liable, that you don't deserve to get better, v'echad melamdin alav zechut, and one who is going to defend you, nitzol, right? You still be saved just by that one in your defense. Ne'emar, it's stated, v'imyesh alav malach melitz v'echad mine elef. Alagid ladam yashro. Right. So if v'yichanenu aviyomar paduhu meredet shachat. Right. So if you just have one guardian angel sticking up for you, even one out of 1,000 who's going to come and testify to the fact that you're a good person, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu will have rachamim on you. Rabbi Lezer benoshel Rabbi Yosi Aglili Amar Afilu Shamot Tishim V'Teisha Beoto Malach Lechova Vechad Lezchut Nitzol Shneimar Melitzechad Mine Elef. Right. So that's there are two possible ways to understand this. Either that you have one malach against 999 malachim who are testifying against you. Alternatively, you have one statement in defense of you and 999 statements in opposition of you. Either way, we say that you can be saved by that one statement. Tanur Banan, al shalosh averot nashim metot you al shalosh averot nashim metot yoladot. Right, so similar to what we taught in the Mishnah, but there are three averot that women die while they are yoladot. Rabbi Elazar Omer nashim metot yeladot. So it's a machloket as to whether or not it is while they are giving birth or while they are children. It's two different ways. Meaning, is this an avera that a woman would die from young or a woman would die from in childbirth? Rabbi Acha Amar be'avon she mechabsot tzuat b'nehem b'shabbat v'yishamrim al shekorin la'aron hakodesh arna. Right, so there are two additional averot that we throw in here that put women at particular risk. One of them is, the first is that a woman who cleans basically their child's clothing, who soiled themselves, because that is it's a problem of on Shabbat, because that's a problem of laundry and clothing. Even though it just seems like a simple act, like washing dirt off clothes, it's not. It's a full malacha of libun, of washing garments. Alternatively, v'yesharim al shekorin la'aro nakodesh arna, that they call the arna is just like a normal closet that you'd have in your house, and they call the aron hakodesh in the Beit Knesset an arna, meaning they refer to the thing that bears the sefer Torah just like a nice closet. It's basically speaking in a way that's very demeaning to very kadosh things. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel ben Elazar Omer ba'avon shnei dvarim amei arzot metin. Right, so for the following two transgressions, an ama aretz, and an unlearned person would die. Al shakorim la aron kodesh arna, when they call an aron kodesh an arna, or the thing bearing the Torah in the Beit Knesset, they call it just a normal closet, right? So they're not giving proper respect to it. Al shakorim the Beit Knesset Beit Am, right? And they call the Beit Knesset a Beit Am, meaning it's not a Beit Knesset; it's rather just a house of the nation, meaning it's more for socializing than for avoda. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer Shlosha Bidke Mita. Nivru Beisha. There are three types of bodek mita, checking for death that women have, but there's a different way to understand that. V'amri la shlosha davke mita. Alternatively, you could say there are three things that attach women to death. Nida chalavad lakataner. Right, that's nida chalavad lakataner. Chadak Rabbi Lazar v'chadak Rabbanan. One follows the Rabbi Lazar's shita. One follows the Rabbanan's shita. Right. So what's the difference between a bodek mita and a dovek mita? Bodek is just checking, right? It's checking like, oh, this is a good time to check whether she's deserving of rachamim, to be healed, right? And one is dovek, meaning it's attached to you, right? It's like an unwarranted just reason to be killed. So if it's a bodek mita, then that would be in according with the one who understands it as childbirth. Remember we said that yoladot is either giving birth or yeladot, as in young age. So if it's yoladot in the time of particular sakana, right? So that would accord with the one who says that it's a bodek mita. That accords with yoladot, giving birth, right? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is bodek. This is a ra'oi, appropriate time to die while they're giving birth, because it's a particular time of danger. However, if it's a dovek mita, if it is attaching to death, then it has nothing to do with being a particular dangerous time. It is you did something that warrants death even at an early age. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer, Hilchot Hekdesh, Trumot, and Maisort, Hein Gufei Torah. So, the halachot that pertain to Hekdesh, consecrated things, Trumot, and Maisort, the tithes you have to bring, those are Gufei Torah, fundamentals of Torah, Venim Zeru Lamaya Aretz. And yet, they're not, they're fundamental concepts of Torah, and they're given to every single person as they grow their crops. They're responsible to do these things. It's completely in their hands. Tanya, Rabbi Natan, Omer, Be'avon Nedarim, Meta Isha Shel Adam. Right, for the transgression of not fulfilling your Nedarim. We're going to talk about the punishments now for a lot of different transgressions. If you make if you vow to do something and you don't fulfill that, or you make a false vow, right, for that transgression, a man's wife dies. Shel Shneamar Im Ein Lecha L'Shalem Lama Yikach Mishkavecha. Mitachtecha, right? So if you cannot pay back, what you committed, then your bed will be taken from underneath you, and the bed is often understood as a reference to a man's wife. Rabbi Omer be'avon nedarim banim metim, right? So the transgression for not fulfilling vows, a person's children dies. Kshehen kitanim, when they're very young. Shneimar al titen et picha lechati et b'sarecha v'al tomer lifnei hamalach kishkagahi lama yiktov alokim al kolcha v'chaval al maase yadecha. Basically, don't let your mouth cause your body to sin. What's the case of letting your mouth cause your body to sin? That's making a commitment, a vow that you don't ultimately come through and follow through on. And that pasuk ends with v'chaval al maase yadecha, meaning it's going to have implications for your maaseh yad, the things that you produce. Ezehen maaseh yadav shel Adam. And what's the thing that a person produced? Havi Omer banav notav. Right? That's his children, shel Adam. Right? In which case, it's the things that you do wrong. It's things that your mouth causes your body to sin, like making a vow and not fulfilling it. That's going to ultimately visit negative consequences upon your children. Tanobanan. Be'avon nedarim banim metim. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Right? So the... Rabbi Elazar says that, yeah, it's the transgression of not fulfilling vows that children die. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Omer Ba'avon Bittel Torah. Right, but Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says, no, it's actually for the Avon of Bittel Torah. It's not about not fulfilling your vows, it's about not learning a proper amount of Torah. So it's about, you know, canceling from your time of learning Torah. Bishlam Lamanda Amar Ba'avon Nadarim, Kid Amram. I understand the Shita of the one who says it's for Nadarim, that's from the Pasuk that I just brought in. Lamanda Amar Ba'avon Bittel Torah, Maikra. But the one who says that the transgression is Bittel Torah, so what pasuk does he learn that from? Dichtiv, it's written, Leshav hiketi et banechem, musar lo lakhu. Right, so Kadosh Baruch Hu says, rather, in, you know, Yirmiyahu says in the name of Kadosh Baruch Hu, that was it for nothing that I struck down your children? No, it's because you didn't take Musar. Musar here is a reference to learning Torah, in which case it's because you didn't learn Torah that I struck your children. Rav Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Laman Damar Be'avon Nedarim Nami Mehacha. Right. So actually, even if you hold that you that it's for the transgression of not fulfilling your vows, you can also learn it from here. Leshav Hiketi Et Beneichem Al Iske Shav. Right. Because you could have just read it like follows. Leshav meaning was it for not that I struck down your children, al iske shav, meaning on the things of shav. A shvuat shav, right, is a false vow, you know, a false swear, in which case you can understand this pasuk itself, the one that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi would use to learn about that it's pitel Torah that punishes your children, that even from this pasuk you can learn that it's nullifying vows that punishes your children. Al iske shav michti. But let's see something. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, hein Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is Rabbi, same guy, right? Rabbi be'avon nedarim kamar, and then Rabbi said that it's the avon nedarim, right? That Rabbi says that your children are punished because of your failure to fulfill your vows, right? But so how is it that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is the one who said that it's on pitel Torah, and Rabbi is the one who says that it's on avon nedarim? Rabbi and Yehuda Hanasi, same guy. Right? Batar Deshame Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon Batar Shame Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon. Yeah, after he heard Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon's Shita on Nedarim, so we went back and changed his Shita. Pligi Ba Rabbi Chia Bar Abba Rabbi Yossi. So there's a machloki between Rabbi Chibar Abba and Bar Abba and Rabbi Yossi. Chadam Rabbi Avon Mezuzah. So one says that it's for the transgression of not being careful with Mezuzah that your children are punished. V'chad Amar Be'avon Bittel Torah. One says that it's because you didn't learn a proper amount of Torah. L'mandam Rabbi Avon Mezuzah Mikra Dar Nidrash Lefanav V'lo Lefnefanav. Right? So the one who holds that it's for Avon Mezuzah, right, you're allowed to learn out something about a pasuk from the thing in the pasuk beforehand. And according to the one who says that it's a punishment for bittel Torah, believes that you're allowed to learn something out about a pasuk from even two pasukim beforehand. So what does that mean? Well, the pasuk that speaks about there's a pasuk that speaks about mezuzah, and there's a pasuk that speaks about Talmud Torah. And the pasuk before the one that speaks about mezuzah is talking about having lengthy days, right? So you basically have a pasuk about arichut yamim, about having long days, then a pasuk about mezuzah, and then a pasuk about Talmud Torah. So if you're allowed to learn from one pasuk to the next in terms of the topical juxtaposition, then you could say that having lengthy days is linked to mezuzah, and if you don't do mezuzah, you won't have lengthy days, right? And if you hold that could even spread to pesukim, then you could say that even by Talmud Torah, which is in the following pasuk, you could link that to the pasuk about having lengthy days. But if you hold that it's only when the pesukim are immediately adjacent to one another, then you cannot learn about bittel Torah that has anything to do with lengthy days. Pliki by Rameh of Rabbi Yehuda. So Rameh of Rabbi Yehuda have a chadamar ba'avon mezuzah. One believes that it's the transgression of mezuzah, and one says that it's the transgression of tzitzit. So I understand why one would hold that that you're punished for not doing mezuzah, as it's written, "V'chadavtem amezot b'techa, v'chtiv batre leman yirbu yimeichem v'yimei b'neichem." Right. So it's written that you. Sorry, I switched the order beforehand. It's Torah, mezuzah, arichut yamim. And the question is, does the arichut yamim fall just on the previous pasuk or even the previous two pasukim? Right? Practically, it's the exact same thing. It's just a question of whether it comes before or after. So I understand those who believe that these punishments come on someone who doesn't do mezuzah properly, as it's written about the mezuzah, and then immediately after it's written leman yirbo yimeichem yimei v'neichem ela leman da amar be'avon tzitzit. But the one who says it's for the transgression of not being not doing tzitzit properly, my taima. So what's the reason? How do you know that not doing tzitzit properly it results in early death? Amar of kana v'itema shila mari dichtiv. Gam kanfecha nimtzu dam nefashot evyonim nekim. Right. Also, there will be blood of the of the innocent that are found on the corners of your garment. The corners of your garment is going to be a reference to tzitzit, and therefore there's basically blood on the corners of your garment. We interpret that to mean that you're going to die for not being makbid about tzitzit. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Lamanda Amar Be'avon Mezuzah Nami Mehacha. So actually, you can even hold that if you believe that it's for the transgression of not keeping mezuzah that you're going to die early, you could also learn that out from this exact pasuk. V'chtiv Lo B'machteret Matzatim Shasu Ptachim. Right, so the continuation of that pasuk is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "I did not find them on your tunnels." Right, so what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not find, and why does he call them tunnels? Shasu ptachim kemachteret, right, because they made the entrances to their house like a tunnel. A tunnel does not have a proper entranceway, and therefore it does not need a mezuzah. Right, so if you make your entranceways to your house like a tunnel, what he means is that you didn't put mezuzahs on your entranceway, velo matzatim. So I didn't find them. There was something missing from your entranceways. They looked like tunnels, meaning there were no mezuzahs there, and that's and then that links up to that part of the pasuk about finding blood on the corners. In which case, we see the link of death of the innocent with not putting mezuzah on the door. Amar Reish Lakish ki he's here b'tzitzit zoche u'mishamshin lo shnei alafim vechet meot avadim. So now we're going to flip it to the reverse. What if you do keep tzitzit? Well, if you do keep tzitzit properly, then you merit having 2,800 servants. Shnei Amar Ko Amar Hashem, as it says as follows: Ko Amar Hashem tzvakot biyamim hahema, in those days asher yachziku asara anashim mikol hashonot hagoy. Right, on those days when the nations of the world will realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with the Jewish people, right, you're going to have 10 people of every language grab onto the corners of your garment. And they're going to say, like, take us with you, like, let us, you know, merit also Kadosh Baruch Hu's help. So let's do a little quick math. You have 10 people from every language. How many languages are there? There's 70 languages, 10 people from each, that's 700. Each of them grabbing onto each of the four corners of your garment, that's 2,800. So every person has 2,800 people saying, you know, take me with you, I'll follow you, so that I can, you know, merit Kadosh Baruch Hu's help. Simon, for the following that we're about to say, right, I mean, just a mnemonic to help you remember the following topics that we're going to cover, is Shina Chala Truma Nigzelet Dina Shavua Shivchuta Giluya VeNivluta. Tanya Rabbi Nechemia Omer Shemechemia says as follows: Be'avon Sinat Chinam, for the transgression of baseless hatred, Meriva Rabbi B'toch Beito Shel Adam. There's going to be unnecessary fighting in the person's house. Ve'ishto Mapelet Nefalim, and his wife will have stillborns. Ubanav Benotav Shel Adam Meitim Kshen Ktanim, and a person's children will die at a young age. Rabbi Elazar Bar Yehuda Omer Be'avon Chala Ein Baracha Mekunas Umare Mishtalat Be'Sharim. Right. For the transgression of not bringing the proper tithe on dough for challah, so a there's no bracha in your storehouses, and there's a curse on the prices, meaning everything, there's inflation, v'zorin zorayim v'acherin ochlin, right, and you're going to plant a lot, but other people are going to end up eating them, you're not even going to benefit from your own planting. Shneimar, it says, af ani eseh zot lachem, even I will do this for you, v'fkarati alechem behala, right, I'll bring chaos upon you, al shivchat v'alakadachat, meaning disease and fever, machalot einaim, eye sicknesses, medivot nefesh, v'zaratem larik zarechem, and you plant, and you get nothing out of what you're planting, v'achluhu oivechem, and your enemies are going to eat what you planted, you're not even going to benefit from it at all. Altikri behala. Now let's go back to one of those words. We said that HaKadosh Baruch will bring chaos. Altikri behala. Do not read behala chaos. Ela bechala. Rather, on behalf of chala, all these things will happen to you. Ve'im notnin mitbarchin. And on the flip side, if you do give chala, you'll have a tremendous bracha. Shneimar, as it stated, ve'reshit arsutechem titnu lekoen laniach bracha ala beitecha. Right? That if you give the first of your dough to the Kohen, that's the Truma of Chala, right, then a blessing comes to your house. Be'avon bitel terumo masro shemaim natsrin milo rid talamatar. Right, so for the transgression of not giving the proper tithes, terumo and masro, so the shemaim, you know, the heavens close up and it doesn't give you any rain, doesn't give you any dew. Vahayoker hava, right, and everything, and there's inflation. Vasachar aved, and everyone's going to lose their profits. Ubnei adam ratzin echar parnasatam ve'en magin, and people are going to be chasing after their livelihood, and they're not going to reach it. Shnei amar, as it says, tzia gam chom yigazlu mime sheleg shaul chatao, right, that you will be stolen from both the summer months and the winter months, right? My mashma, so how does that pasuk tell you that? Tane the Beit Rishmal is bright in the house and the Beit Midrash of Rishmal, bishvil dvarim shetiveti otchem bimotachama, because of the things that I commanded you in the summer months, velo asitim, and you didn't do, meaning the trumot you're supposed to take during the summer months, that you didn't do, yigazim lechem b'mishelek b'yemot ha'gshamim. So the waters will be taken from you in the yemot ha'gshamim. Because you didn't give truma in the summer months, I'm not going to give you rain in the winter months, and that's why it means that truma, not taking truma in Maestro, you're punished with not having enough rain and not having enough produce. V'imot nin mitvarchin. But if you do give the truma in Maestro, then you get, you're blessed. Shenemar has stated, v'vi et kol ha'maser el beit ha'otzar. So you bring all the tithe to the storehouse via tariff, and they'll be, and Kadosh Baruch Hu's house will be filled with food. Bebeiti in his house, u bechanuni na bezot amar Hashem tzvakot im lo eftach lechem im arubot Hashemayim. And you can test me if I do not respond to this by opening up to you the windows of the heavens, meaning pouring rain down from the heavens. V'harikoti lechem beracha ad belidai, and I give you a blessing ad belidai until no end. My ad belidai, and what does it mean ad belidai? Amar Rami Bar Rav Amar Rav Ad Sheyiblu Sitzotechem Elomar Dai, right? Until your lips wear out from saying die, from saying enough so much, right? So how much bracha am I going to give you? Your lips are going to be swollen from the fact that you say enough, enough, enough. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you've given us enough.